This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. An area public television station that I know has a lot of viewers and a lot of support from the Galesburg area through a number of means is celebrating an important birthday. WTVP, which for years has been Channel 47, is marking its 47th birthday. So I thought we'd talk about that for a few minutes with Julie Sanders. She's the Director of Marketing and Content at WTVP in Peoria. Julie, happy birthday. Well, not you specifically, but happy birthday and thanks for your time.
Well, thank you. It is a big birthday for us. We are celebrating 47 years serving Central Illinois with public television. We have had an exciting 47 years. Back in 1971, we were up on Bradley Hill in Jobst Hall with an antenna on top that barely reached outside the building. And now we cover 22 counties. And we have a very loyal following that goes all over Central Illinois. So we decided that we have to celebrate. It's a pretty big deal. So we're having an open house today, June 21st, from 4 to 7, 47. So we thought it would be an apt time to just thank everybody who has helped us throughout the years, who watches us loyally. For all those hours you've watched Bob Ross and Masterpiece Theater and all those good shows. We want you to come in and talk to us. We'd love to get to know you.
Yeah, this interview, we should say we're taping it early, but it's airing in the 5 o'clock hour, so you still have a chance to come by the studios in downtown Peoria and see Channel 47 at work for sure. You kind of answered it already, Julie, but I'll kind of ask you maybe in more detail. How has the station changed over the years? I know you mentioned Bradley University at the beginning. That's probably one of the main ways it's changed, kind of separating yourself from the university, right?
It did. About in 2003, we moved to our new location, which is downtown Peoria, which we're so lucky to have. It's a beautiful facility. We decided we've always been a member-owned station, which means that we're not really affiliated with the university. Mm-hmm. We just happened to be housed there because Phil Weinberg, our founder, was a Bradley professor and started us up there because he knew all about Bradley. And since we're a member-owned station, we don't have to necessarily be on a university campus. So we're here. We've gone through lots of changes. We have this old house on VHS tape, DVDs, digital streams. We've been through a lot of technology changes, of course.
Norm is still wearing the same plaid shirts, though. Funny how that works.
Norm has a style.
Yeah.
He has a style. So he's definitely well-known. But it's, fascinating to us that we have such a strong following that those viewers, they come back year after year. They want to see those This Old Houses. They want to see those Masterpiece Theaters. They want to, paint along with Bob Ross. They really have, it's a place, it's a safe harbor where you can go and you can watch something that's of quality and is safe for to watch with your family as well.
How has that member support been over the years? And I'm asking that because, I think all public TV stations, I think to some degree or another, seek contributions from viewers, but some also have that university tie that that you don't have. So how have you been able to keep that up all these years?
Well, it's dedicated viewers again, but if you'll remember back a few years ago, we did have a situation where we went through the Save Our Station campaign because the bank decided to close on a loan that was nowhere near being due, but they decided to try to close it anyway.
Funny how that works like that, right?
Isn't it interesting? Yeah. But, that's when we really saw the community loves us and really wants us to stick around because they pitched in and they did everything from donating money to volunteering hours and hours to know that, this is something people want. This is not just... It is entertainment, of course, but it is, it's more than that to some people. And you can see that when, even around the office, almost everyone has a story of like, oh, I remember watching Mr. Rogers when I was a kid, and that's why I want to be a mailman. And I, I made this project right along with This Old House, and, but that bookshelf stands today. So it's good to be part of a family, both in our station and everyone who watches along.
One of the things I think that makes WTVP, I think, even one of the best local stations around, let alone local public television stations around, is how much you put in to local programming. And I get the sense that that's really grown in the last number of years, hasn't it?
It really has. It's really important for us to know that, of course, we could always stream satellite PBS to you no mm-hmm. matter what from remotely from any place in the world. But what we really enjoy and are great at are producing local news shows with H. Wayne Wilson. He does the greatest.
I'm the regional president of the H. Wayne Wilson fan club.
I'm the vice president. Good to meet you.
I should say I know H. for a number of years with the Illinois News Broadcasters, and I think he may be the most obvious example of what's great about the local programming on WTVP.
He's phenomenal, and no one else has that ability. If we have a school shooting in tragedy in the country, he can make two phone calls, and he has the head of public schools from Peoria and a legislator talking about what has to happen there mm-hmm. because he has those connections. He's a phenomenal talent. We're so lucky to have H here. And he not only does that local at issue, he helps produce many of our documentaries. The latest one we did was The Sinking of the Columbia.
That was so amazing.
Yeah, he was a producer on that one as well. So, that show, they took about a year to develop and really study and really get all the details in it. And, then we create a half an hour. So we do things that the commercial stations can't. They just don't have the time.
Yeah, and we think of that in terms of the programs like At Issue and things like that, but you've also had a number of amazing programs devoted to local music and entertainment. State
Absolutely.
And Water, I think, is the first thing that comes to mind.
Absolutely. State and Water is one of our fun new programs. It uses local talent. They come in, and we tape them live in our studio, which is fun because we have a live studio audience.
Yeah.
People who have never been in the station get that experience of seeing great music and seeing the station. PBS and WTVP are very dedicated to inspirational and educational and engaging programs, and music is definitely a way that we can reach out to people.
And then there's the auction, which I have to tell you, how can I get on that thing next year? Honestly, that looks like so much fun.
Oh, my goodness. Now I have your phone number, so you're definitely on.
Thank you.
Because, honestly, it is a community melting pot. And we have, local celebrities like yourself and from, WEEK and WED and all kinds of people who they've come through here in some way and in some format, but they've moved on to other positions in the community, but they still come back. And a great example of that is Yvonne Greer, who has considered this for us and has for several years. She recently restarted at WMBD doing a local health program, and she said, in my contract, I want to make sure I can still do this with WTVP. So,
and I think that's an important point, too, that even those of us who are in commercial broadcasting understand the importance of having a public outlet like WTVP.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, it was really clear to us back when Washington got hit by the tornado.
Yeah.
We were able to do some things and pull some things together to have a local telethon, which included MBD and EEK and HOI, because we're used to doing those large phone-in type situations with the auction. We have the largest studio in downstate Illinois.
Yeah.
So to able to pull the community in and be a to give back and to help raise funds for the Washington community was really it's a great part of being a public broadcasting station.
All right, last question, Julie. What does WTVP do for an encore? What's ahead for the station?
Woo! Well, we've always got things up our sleeves. We're working on a documentary about the Illinois River right now, but we're only 3 years away from 50. So this is, this is a warm-up. Our 50th anniversary really is going to ring all the bells and whistles. We invite you to come out if you can still today. I know it's late in the game, but we always invite people to come through on tours. We have tours all the time, so come by and see us, and we'd love to talk to you.
And your open house is going on till 7 tonight, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. Julie White, Director of Marketing and Content for WTVP. If I'd have known that it was going to be that easy to get on the auction, I'd have done this interview years ago.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, now I have your number. Now you're answering phones. You're on the air. We'll have you packing boxes.
I can practice my overbid scream anytime.
Excellent.
Julie, thank you so much, and again, congratulations to everyone there.
All right. Thanks so much. Enjoy.
And you can find WTVP at WTVP.org. Stay tuned. We will have more coming up on Galesburg's Evening News at WGIL.